retaliate after Iran fired missiles at US troops in Iraq have not materialized. President Trump announced new sanctions but no new military action. The missile strike followed the US assassination of top general Qassem Soleimani. Iran's supreme leader says yesterday's bombardment was a slap in the face for America. President Trump says no US or Iraqi soldiers were injured in the attack.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
Authorities in Iran claim they've recovered the black boxes from a Ukrainian passenger jet that crashed near Tehran, killing all 176 people on board. Officials have said they won't hand over the recording devices to the US or the plane's manufacturer, Boeing. The plane came down just hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on two Iraqi bases housing US troops, and there's no evidence that those two incidents are linked.
In a dramatic move, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced they will step back from their royal duties. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will move away from being senior royals. They'll divide their time between the UK and North America. They said they intend to become financially independent.